From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting new international talks on Syria. The United States saying it'll use Friday's talks to pave the way for a future without Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia. Assad's top two allies, whose military involvement in Syria is aimed at propping up his floundering regime. Secretary of State John Kerry says the talks are the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's bloody conflict and to, in his words, chart a course out of hell. The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he will promote national reconciliation and cut poverty in half during his second term. President Ouattara spoke Thursday with VOA's French to Africa service in Abidjan, a day after he was declared winner of the October 25th election with more than 83% of the vote. Mr. Ouattara says he intends to work on healing wounds left over from post-election violence in 2010 that killed 3,000 people.
It shows that reconciliation is making progress, but we have to do more because it's important for the country, for the next generation, and I will continue to do my best to continue to reconcile my compatriots.
President Ouattara says his goal is to reduce poverty by half by the end of his term in 2020. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli won the presidential election. The commission says Magufuli of the CCM party defeated the main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadema party 58-40%. Mr. Lowassa rejected the official results before they were announced. This is VOA News. The United States and European Union are temporarily lifting some sanctions against Belarus after it freed the last of its political prisoners in August. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has recently made overtures to improve ties with the West. They include efforts to negotiate a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists. While protests and attacks in Jerusalem have eased, tensions are flaring up in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city Thursday. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed the attacker. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. 11 Israelis and 58 Palestinians have died in more than a month of violence.
Mr. Speaker, the Speaker-elect, Paul D. Ryan of the state of Wisconsin.
The U.S. House of Representatives electing Congressman Paul Ryan as its Speaker. Speaker of the House is one of the most powerful positions in Washington and second in the line of succession to the White House. The 45-year-old Republican from Wisconsin is the youngest person to become House Speaker in more than 100 years. 20 U.N. peacekeepers detained by rebels in South Sudan have been freed. But according to a U.N. official, 12 contractors of the U.N. mission in South Sudan are still being held. The peacekeepers were detained last Monday while escorting a U.N. barge carrying a fuel on the Nile River. India's made a move to deepen its political and economic partnership with African nations, and it did so at a summit in New Delhi. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Calling India and Africa two bright spots of hope and opportunity in the global economy, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wooed African nations on Thursday with the promise of a partnership for prosperity.
Power and irrigation help add value to your resources in Africa and set up industrial and information technology parks.
The third India-Africa summit was India's most ambitious diplomatic outreach to the continent, with representation from virtually all of Africa's 54 countries. Anjana Pasrichov, New Delhi.
Germany's foreign minister says that the European Union needs a common border protection policy and to be ready to share the migrant and refugee burden fairly. During a visit to Greece on Thursday, Frank-Walter Steinmeier said shifting the blame to each other was not helping anybody. Almost all the migrants from the conflict in poverty-ridden Middle East, Africa, and Asia are entering the EU via Greece and the Balkans, with the ultimate aim of reaching Germany, Sweden, and the Netherlands as their final destinations. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from...